I'm Nate Hedgie. The Libertarian candidate for Montana's U.S. House seat, Mark Wicks, got statewide exposure in the race's only televised debate Friday, produced and broadcast by MTN News.
We've been doing the same thing over and over and over, and we get the same results. People back in Washington that aren't doing what they're supposed to because they're beholden to special interests. They're taking lobbyist money. I'm not attached to any of that.
Wicks has not reported any campaign contributions to the Federal Elections Commission in the race so far. Wicks generally agreed with Republican candidate Greg Gianforte on most of the issues raised in Friday's debate. He supports President Trump's review of national monument designations, said that climate change is not a major concern, and took a strong stand against illegal immigration.
Of course, I'm not very happy that the government got involved in health care, because we never see health care costs go down when the government gets involved.
Wicks said the Affordable Care Act signed by President Obama needs to be repealed.
Let's let the states work on it. Let's keep the Medicare and the Medicaid, protect those people that need it, and I think we'll be in a lot better spot. I just can't see letting the federal government get their hands in the pie. It won't turn out good.
Wicks said he was surprised to find himself on the same side of an issue as Democratic House candidate Rob Quist. Both said they favor legalizing marijuana. And like Quist and Gianforte, Wicks is pro-gun rights.
I'm probably the biggest supporter of the Second Amendment there ever has been running for this office. I believe that in this case, that your right to bear arms actually is more important than the Constitution.
In the 2016 House race in Montana, the Libertarian candidate won 3.2% of the vote. The party did a little better in the governor's race and won 5.6% of Montana's vote in the presidential election. I'm Nate Hedgie, Montana Public Radio.